I'm Janine Garner, and welcome to the Unleashing Brilliance podcast, the go-to spot for success-driven women. Join me on a journey of building business on your terms, crafting a life by design, and unlocking the immense potential within you. Because trust me, you're more capable and brilliant than you might realize. Let's dive in and unleash that extraordinary potential together. This title of this podcast may come as a bit of a surprise to some of you, and it might also not come as a surprise to know that I'm not a middle-aged white man in business. I guess you may be asking, why did I want to record today's episode? Well, it's because we often seem to forget about who we are when it comes to running our businesses. And I've been chatting to so many clients about this recently that I felt I had to record today's episode. You see, for centuries, the face of successful business has been a middle-aged white man, meaning that all of the success tips, all of the strategies, all of the ways of doing business that we are molded and forced or even unconsciously think that we have to accept were written for the success of, you've guessed it, a white middle-aged man. And there's nothing wrong with this. It actually makes sense that the way we understand business was crafted by those who held the majority of seats at the table at the time. But what doesn't make sense to me right now is when we're still trying to force ourselves to follow these perceived rules of success, when we don't necessarily want to achieve success in the same way. Or why we try and follow these perceived rules when the business world that we are living in right now and the life within which we are living has changed. You know, we're living in a period of massive, massive change. So the rules of the game have changed. It's also a period of time where we've never had as many women in organizations or as many women running their own businesses. So the world has changed. Those within it have changed. And the way that we're living life has changed from when the rules of business were created. And I also believe that if we want a better world, we've got to make it happen ourselves. And this is really what I was challenging my clients with over the last few weeks, because I think it's time that we were brave enough to rewrite the rules, to actually dig deep and discover exactly how you want to run your business. And as I said, if we want to change the world for ourselves and for the next generations to come, it's not going to change unless we actually become part of that change. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to think about how many years have you been working? When I asked this question to my clients, we discovered that we not only had decades, but centuries worth of collective experience in our group. For me personally, I've got over a 20-year corporate career and now over 12 years experience of running my own business, including a couple of business failures, including the selling of a business. And in those years, I've had wins. I've had some pretty significant losses. I've helped train and influence those around me. I've handed out loads of high fives and helped resolve conflict. I've been promoted. I've learned lots of new stuff. I've launched new initiatives. I've experienced lots of firsts. I've faced lots of fears. I've failed many, many times. And I've learned so much as a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a business owner. And I'm sure if you look back over your own experience, you've probably learned a lot too. And so with all of this experience under your belt, my question is, why do you not feel confident enough to rewrite the rules, to create the business that you want, to create a business that works for you? Who says you can't do it? You know, what's really holding you back? Because you've got all of this experience already. So why aren't we backing ourselves? I think that if you're doing things right now that don't serve you or your family, then it's time to change it. If it doesn't serve you to be working 5 days a week, then why not create a 3-day working week that sees you only doing the things that you're a genius at and maybe delegating some of the other stuff more effectively to your team? If early morning coffee conversations or being in the office at 7:30 a.m. doesn't serve you. It sounds like torture. Then don't do it. Maybe cutthroat conversations and aggressive business styles don't serve you. Then why not lead with kindness and empathy and rely on your own successful networking and connecting skills to help you guide decision making and your expansion? You know, on that point, I remember when I first left corporate and started building up my own business, I made this decision that I was going to run business on my terms, and I was going to run business assuming that 95% of the people I worked with were absolutely awesome and were trying to do things in the right way. That 95% of the people coming into my world were actually trying to do the right thing. And I wasn't going to run my business on the 5% that were potentially going to screw me over or do the wrong thing. I made this decision. And I can honestly say in the last 13 years that I've attracted people that want to do business like me, that want to run businesses based on kindness, based on connection, based on empathy, based on being real, based on embracing the fact that we are human beings that have lives as well as businesses that we're running. I made that decision that I didn't want to build a business worrying about being screwed over, cutthroat conversations, negotiating hard. And I can honestly say that I've had very little conflict in the last 12 years of running my business as a result of that. I really believe that there is no one correct way of running business right now. And this is usually even more apparent when we first start up our businesses, because I see so many people in that startup phase wanting to do things differently because we're fed up with the way things are and the way that we're told to do things. And as more and more women achieve success and break through that glass ceiling and start building businesses on their terms, we need to focus on how we can do things differently. We need to focus on how we can really embrace the unique differences and the opportunities that we face as women in business. I totally believe that it's time to create something new. It's time to create something magical. It's time to create something that is entirely for you, for the people that you serve, for your family, for the important people in your world, and for your community. And I think the real question you should be asking yourself right now isn't how you can mimic someone else's success, but how you can build success that works best for you and on your terms. Because here's the thing, I am not a white man, and I am not going to run my business like a white man, and I won't bow to societal pressure that is trying to make me small or to push me into that box of there is only one way to run a business, that there's only one way, that you have to work, you know, 9 to 5, 5 days a week. I'm absolutely going to reshape my business because I can, and I reckon you can too. If we want to create a better world for ourselves, if we want to create a better world for the next generation and the people that are following us, we have to make it happen ourselves. I want to give a huge shout out on this podcast to my husband, Jason, who is a middle-aged white man. But he's the absolute best support that I have in my business right now. And I couldn't ask for anything better. This message, this podcast, isn't about creating division or hatred. It's actually more of an opportunity for introspection, about you getting really curious about why you are running your business, how you're running your business, and asking yourself, are you running your business on an outdated operating system? And if so, why are you not changing it? I want to encourage you to get a little bit more curious about growth and about building your business and your life by design and on your terms. I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear some of the things that you may be doing differently right now. And if you've got any comments on this podcast, please make sure to let me know. Comment directly or send me a DM. If you want to share this podcast, please do. And I'd really love to hear how you are rewriting and rebuilding your business on your terms, because you absolutely can. And now is the time. If we want to create a better world, we've got to make it happen for ourselves. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. I look forward to catching up with you next week.